Welcome to our exploration into the relationship between emotions and the brain. I'm your host, Randy Bignall, and today we'll examine the critical role of the prefrontal cortex in emotion regulation and decision-making. The prefrontal cortex, or PFC, is essential for managing our emotional responses and behaviors. Located at the front of the brain, it handles higher-order functions like attention, planning, and impulse control. These functions are crucial for regulating emotions effectively. The ventromedial prefrontal cortex, or VMPFC, evaluates emotional stimuli and helps generate appropriate responses based on context. It integrates sensory information with cognitive processes, enabling adaptive behavior. Conversely, the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, or the DLPFC, is vital for inhibitory control, allowing individuals to manage emotional impulses and focus on goals despite distractions. Dysfunction in the DLPFC can lead to challenges in emotion regulation and increased susceptibility to disorders like depression and anxiety. The PFC also interacts with the amygdala and other subcortical structures that process emotions. The amygdala generates emotional responses, and the PFC provides regulation, which helps manage emotional reactivity. When PFC amygdala connectivity is impaired, it can lead to difficulties in emotion regulation and mood dysregulation. Additionally, the PFC modulates our stress response through its connections to the autonomic nervous system and the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Proper regulation is crucial for maintaining emotional balance. Disruptions can increase vulnerability to stress-related disorders, such as PTSD and major depressive disorder. Emotions significantly influence our decision-making processes. While we often view decisions as logical, emotions provide essential information about the potential outcomes. Positive emotions can lead us toward beneficial choices, while negative emotions can steer us away from risks. Emotionally charged stimuli capture our attention more effectively than neutral ones, affecting our memory and judgment. For example, people in a positive mood may make more optimistic decisions, whereas those feeling anxious may be more cautious. In social situations, emotions like empathy can drive pro-social behavior, while anger may lead to conflict. Understanding the connection between emotions and decision-making is crucial for fostering effective choices and well-being. Emotions play a complex role in decision-making by influencing our choices and behaviors. They provide insights into the desirability of options and shape cognitive processes, making it essential to understand their impact on our lives. Thank you for joining me today, where we explored the relationship between emotions and the brain. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue our journey into health and wellness.